From NPR West and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. Alex Chadwick is on assignment. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, why Latinos are now protesting the Los Angeles Police Department. But first, in London today at noon local time, 2 minutes of silence were observed to honor the 53 people killed in last week's bus and train bombings. Millions of people across Europe joined in the tribute. At a garage in East London, the driver of the bus where 13 people died offered sympathy to the families of the victims and words of defiance for the killers.
As we stand together in silence, let us send our message to the terrorists. You will not defeat us, and you will not break us.
Joining us now from London is NPR's Jim Zaroli. And Jim, what was the scene and the mood like in London today during those 2 minutes of silence?
We did something like that this in New York after 9/11, and frankly, I don't remember it being as poignant as this was. I was near Tavistock Square, which is the site of the bus bombing. The police have roped off the streets, and they've set up these big barriers to protect the crime scene. A few minutes before noon, a lot of people began gathering. There's an Anglican church at the corner there. The bells of the church started ringing. Suddenly, all the traffic just literally stopped. Buses, taxis, everything. Things got very still for a while, and then after a few minutes, everything slowly began coming back to life, and everyone filed out again. And this happened all over the city and the country, in Westminster Abbey, Trafalgar Square. Even the Queen stood outside Buckingham Palace observing the silence.
And what's the latest in the investigation?
Well, we had a briefing not long ago from Peter Clark, who heads the anti-terrorism branch of the Metropolitan Police Force. He said several important things. First, police have raised the death toll to 53, though, of course, that is expected to rise. Also, they say they now have forensic evidence that three men died for sure in the bombings. They say they're virtually certain of that. One of them was 22-year-old Shazid Tanweer, who died at the Aldgate Station bombing. One has not been officially named. Another is Hasib Hussein, and police say he was the one who blew up the bus. Police released two pictures of him. One is a chilling security camera shot, which was taken at a train station north of London on the morning of the bombings. He's wearing a large backpack that presumably contained the explosives. Police are basically appealing to the public, to anyone who might have any information about him and his movements that morning, to come forward, including anybody who might have been on the bus and hasn't so far been interviewed.
And Jim, what about this so-called fifth man?
Yeah, police have not officially said anything about the fifth man. There's been a lot about him in the press, that investigators are looking for an Egyptian-born academic who taught chemistry at Leeds University, apparently rented one of the houses in Leeds that was searched by police this week. No one knows for sure where he is. Police are looking for him. Police have basically said, you know, they've done a lot of work, looked through 5,000 security camera tapes. They've taken statements from 500 people, and really they're just beginning. There may be a fifth man, there may be a seventh or eighth. They just don't know where this is going to lead.
NPR's Jim Zaroli in London. Thanks, Jim.
You're welcome, Madeline.